Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hello, this is Bob Jackson with the Kosciuszko Chamber, and welcome to another edition of BizBuzz. Today I'm with James Davis from Credence Contracting. Hi, James, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Tell me a little bit about you and about your business.
Yeah. So my name's James Davis, and I am blessed to be the owner of Credence Contracting. And yeah, where do I start, man? So we have been in business for almost 5 years here in North Manchester, and we are just trying our best to get plugged in with communities and just not only bring our service, but bring our mission to the people in the area. So a little bit about my family. I am happily married to my wonderful wife, Asia, and we have 3 beautiful children. And between that and being an entrepreneur and a business owner, it keeps me pretty busy. So I'm super excited to be here. I'm super excited to dive in kind of who we are and what we stand for, because it goes beyond the walls of construction. And just excited to get into everything about Credence Contracting.
Yeah, so tell me, what all do you do?
Yeah, so we do everything. We're an all-inclusive residential building service. So we do everything from groundwork to the top of your roof. Some things that we specialize though is roofing, siding, and flooring, concrete, and we're actually opening up an HVAC and plumbing division. But we try to not only do we have in-house crews that do a lot of the work, but we have an awesome portfolio of professional companies that we partner with that help us complete our service well. But yeah, we do everything residential and even some light commercial.
Well, what kind of a radius do you guys work in?
Yeah, so we're based here in North Manchester. But we work within like a 60-mile radius. Mm-hmm. But our goal from the beginning has been to kind of move up north and go in the direction of Kosciuszko County, Whitley County, Noble County. And that's why we got plugged in with you, is just to get connections with people in other counties. We already have a pretty good customer base here in Wabash County. But our mission statement, our slogan for our company is Carpenters Connecting Communities to Christ. And so the more communities we can get plugged in, the more communities we can bring our service to, the more communities that we can share our mission with and what our heart is in.
Yeah. How did you get into construction?
Well, I started out at a pretty young age. I actually wanted to be a commercial airline pilot until junior year of high school.
Yeah.
And I had the opportunity to get plugged in with building trades. As soon as I had the opportunity to get out of the classroom and do something besides book learning, I took that opportunity and went to Heartland Career Center in Wabash and started out building a house, and just realized that it was something that I liked doing. It was something that was satisfying and something that I was pretty decent at. And so ever since my junior year of high school, I've been in construction, which is over 12 years ago now.
So. Yeah, and you said you started this 5 years ago.
Correct.
You know, you said it's faith-based. You know,
100%.
And how did that influence getting started?
Yeah, so at first, I was an employee for a couple construction companies, but 10 years ago, I went off on my own and was what you call sole proprietor. And basically what I did is I went around from business to business and got subcontracted on a job-to-job basis, and I did that for about 5 years, until 5 years ago I decided to open up an LLC and have our own business entity.
Yeah.
But your question was is how did my faith influence that decision? And really, I've always had a passion for people and connecting with people and relationships with people more than I have any sort of trade or any sort of job per se. And so from the very beginning, my heart has always been for the Lord and for people. And there is a verse in the that I read that profoundly changed my perspective, and that's Colossians 3:17, is that whatever you do in word or in deed, do in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we figured we might as well build a company and do it for God's glory. And ever since then, we have been tremendously blessed, and we just continue to see how God can use men like us to do his work, even in the workplace. So we tried our best to tie our faith into our work and give God the glory and the praise in the process.
Yeah, I know one of your slogans says, where craftsmanship meets discipleship.
Yeah.
You know, what does that mean in practical terms, you know, say for your customer service?
Yeah, so we care. We genuinely care. We care about, first and foremost, our customer, but we care about our product. There's many good construction companies out there, but when you, God is pretty clear in the Bible, the standard that he holds us to as we walk in righteousness. Yeah. Now, we're all sinners, but we do everything with honesty. We do everything with integrity to the best of our ability. And that truly not only impacts our product, our service, just doing things the right way, but it impacts the trust that we have with our customers, because they know that the standard that we hold ourselves to is the same standard that God holds us to. And we try to implement that into every area of our business.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens... You know, I think it's, you're always going to be, I know a lot about construction, at least enough to know that things aren't going to go the way that you expect them to go.
Seldom do.
Yeah. Yeah. How does your faith influence how you deal with that?
Yeah, just with honesty and transparency. Communication is everything. You're right. There's a lot of things and variables and problems that can occur in a building project. We really just try to prioritize just being transparent with our customers. We don't sugarcoat anything. If we have a problem, we bring that to our customer and we work through it together. Yeah. And so just being transparent through the entire building process, we don't promise to do everything perfectly, but we promise at the end everything will be done right. And that's a guarantee that our customer has with us, and we will stop at nothing to make sure that we glorify mm-hmm. God in that process, and we honor our customer, yeah. their investment, and our promise of delivering an awesome product.
Yeah, that's good. That's good because, you know, we are in small communities.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's North Manchester or Wabash or Warsaw, and people, your word is your bond.
Yeah, absolutely.
And still, you know, and people, if you treat them right, you know, the word is going to get out, and that's the best way to grow your business. So that's a great principle to work on. You know, what if I were to ask you, you know, what are a few of your favorite things or things that you think that you're really good at that you specialize in?
Yeah. Well, are you talking on the community level or on the construction level?
Well, construction, and then let's go to community.
Okay, construction. We have a team of excellent carpenters. For some reason, God has just truly blessed us and has attracted really, really great men of quality, men of integrity, but men of skilled craftsmanship. Mm-hmm. And so we're good at, I mean, this we're good at everything residential. We have over 50 years of combined experience. But some things that we're like exceptional in is our roofing. We've done over a 70 square roof in one day, a quality roof in one day, decorative stamped concrete. We our concrete crews specialize in unique, timeless designs, exterior finish, and ground up construction. I mean, really everything. We have over the course of the last 5 years, we have really honed in our system and process, but also the partnerships we have with other teams to do every stage of the project well.
Yeah.
And so it's hard for me to pick and choose one or the other that we do the best, because we do our best to do them all well. But yeah, I'd say roofing, concrete, outdoor structures are some of our favorite things to do.
Yeah. And you know, getting to know you and your business a little bit, one thing that struck me is you really do care about your community.
Absolutely.
And about giving back to your community. So tell me some of the things that you have done in the past.
Yeah. Well, let me prelude the answer to that question with the book of Ecclesiastes. If you've ever read the book of Ecclesiastes, everything has been done under the sun. Construction mm-hmm. companies have been built. There's been successful businesses. There's been businesses that have failed. Everything has been done before. And so how do we do something different? How do we do something that has not only value in the moment, but has long-term value, or even let's go to eternal value, mm-hmm. and that's doing things for God's glory. And so construction and our business model of the secular building process is just a path, is just an avenue, and just to be transparent, is our method of provision for us to be able to pour back into people.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, houses will fade away. You look at
that's
houses
right.
that were built 100 years ago,
yeah.
they're falling apart. And so we try to add value to our building projects by pouring into people and spreading the gospel. And so some of the ways that we do that, just a couple big events that we hold, which is just a few of the many things that we do, we do a community cookout. In fact, just a couple weeks ago at the beginning of June, we had a community cookout. Mm-hmm. We fed almost 800 people, a day of food, a day of fellowship, and it was a tremendous event. And one of the cool things is we had other 40 other businesses partner with us to make that happen. So the community cookout is one, and then we do a pie giveaway. We gave over 300. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Nordman's Nook here in North Manchester, but they're a renowned bakery. I mean, yeah. Fantastic products. But we give away 300 of their pies right around Thanksgiving. Yeah. We had a line of cars over a mile long waiting for this. And then we just show people the love of Jesus. We just smile and we ask if we can pray for them and give them a pie the day before Thanksgiving. So there's just a couple of the
cool things that we do. That's awesome. You know, you've already hit on it. I was going to ask you, you know, what do you hope when you're gone, when we're all gone, what do you hope the legacy that you leave in your community? And that's, you know, it sounds like you're already there.
Yeah. So one of the, I mean, there's a lot of things as far as legacy, but the most important thing is too often businesses separate, even faith-based businesses or faith-based business owners, employees, separate their business model from their faith.
That's right.
And we want to leave a legacy where we encourage other businesses to be bold in their faith and to put God first and to interweave their faith to their business model. And so if we had to leave a legacy, if we have just a couple business follow our example by putting Christ at the forefront of everything we do business-wise, that could truly have a big impact and a ripple effect and affect more and more people. I've always, people have asked me before, what would determine whether or not you have been successful? And to me, if so much as one person is impacted and accept the Lord Jesus as their Savior by what we do, then I would consider that a success. Yeah. But that's obviously, our goal is to have hundreds, thousands, and start a movement of businesses who are willing to be bold and to step up and to use their platform as a pathway to bring people to Christ as well.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Well, hey, how would people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so we have many different ways. You can visit our website. It's all pretty easy. It's credencecontracting.com. There's a contact form. We are all over Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. You can find our number on there. But yeah, give us a call. Send us an email, fill out our contact form on our website. Find us on Facebook. Any of your standard platforms, it's pretty easy to reach out to us. And our goal is to get back to you and our lead to table time to be less than 24 hours. So we have a whole team of people in here that are ready to take your call, to talk to you, not only about life, but also about a project. And it doesn't have to be one or the other. So it could be it could be both, or we could just talk about our story and our faith in Jesus, or we can talk about your next building project. So we're excited to talk to you, and we're excited to build relationships, and we're excited to see what God can do. I'll end with this. It says that God can do exceedingly more than you could ever hope for or imagine. And when you dedicate your life and you give your business to Him, God will open up the floodgates of His blessing. And I'm just super humbled and grateful that we are a part of what God is doing here at Credence Contracting.
Well, we're going to leave it at that, and we'll just say, hey, we'll see you the next time on Biz Buzz. Thanks, James.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Are you worried about your paycheck or safety at work? The U.S. Department of Labor wants to make sure you're protected and paid properly. Call us at 866-487-WAGE or visit worker.gov.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.